Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, he is Basketball Hall of Famer Rick Barry. Game six, of course, is tonight. Golden State against Toronto, and he joins us now. Rick, how you doing?
If I was doing any better, I'd be making a comeback in the NBA.
There you go. Good to hear. Good to hear. Listen, game six is tonight. What do the Warriors need to do to even this thing up?
Well, first of all, they have to play good defense. I mean, you don't win championships without being a good defensive team. But then along with that, you also don't win if you don't have any offense. And they have to shoot the ball well. That's what happened in the last game. They outscored Toronto by 36 points from threes. Pretty difficult to make that up, although Toronto came awfully close doing it. But that's a huge differential. And so it's Clay and Steph are going to have to shoot the ball well again. Somebody else has got to step up. Draymond's got to play at a high level. And if they do that, then they have a chance. And certainly with the crowd, it'll be a very emotional time. And the crowd will really be into it. And I would have to say because of that, and because of the fact that they lost two games prior, the chances of them losing three games at home in a championship series, I'd be really surprised if that happens. Now, it doesn't mean it won't. That's the beauty of sports, is that you can go ahead and do all the analytical stuff you want to do. You still have to play the game.
Rick, how impressed have you been just by Kawhi? And has he gone up a level in terms of the respect of where we put him, or was he already there for you? Did you expect all of this from him?
Well, he was already there for me, except sure. He has raised his level somewhat as far as his ability to see the floor and get the ball to people and create opportunities.
Yes.
You know, he's not a one-dimensional guy who's out there. In fact, you know, Kevin Durant used to be like that. I mean, as far as not being a guy that, because when he got the ball, because it was always in the hands of Westbrook when he was with Oklahoma City, so I guess he figured he had to shoot it. You never saw him get 5, 6, 7, 8 assists in the game. And now that happened with the Warriors. I already said when he came to the Warriors, he'd become a better basketball player playing that style of basketball, and it certainly proved to be the case. And then he also was the MVP 2 years in a row in the championship series, which is a great accomplishment. And I think Kawhi is certainly up there and has to be respected as one of the best players ever. I just got done doing an interview and somebody's bringing it up. Hey, Kawhi, maybe he's the best player. Hey, listen, it's team sports. Let's get this straight. I'll beat this to the day I die. You cannot pick the best player in a team sport. You have to pick them by positions because the skills required to play the positions are different. Mm. Now, the 2 and the 3 are very close, but the point guard's different. The power forward's different. The center's different. I mean, you have to have different skills to play those positions at the highest level.
On Kevin Durant, Rick, obviously there's been a lot of discourse and a lot of conversation about his decision to come back. Where are you on that? I mean, you're a former player, you're a Hall of Famer, you know, one of the best competitors of all time. Where are you on sort of that decision and the unfortunate events that unfolded?
Well, obviously I'm disappointed. Sorry for him. I mean, having gone through an injury myself back in the days when I didn't have arthroscopic surgery and all of the great surgical techniques that they have today, didn't even know if my career was going to be over when it was just a simple cartilage. You know, now guys are back playing in 7-10 days, for heaven's sake. So I can certainly empathize with what he's going through. Very difficult thing to deal with emotionally, but I'm just hoping and praying that for whatever reason, maybe because this happened, maybe he'll decide that he wants to stay. I mean, all the talk is that he's going to be leaving, and I'm trying to figure out why. You know, why would you want to leave a situation where you're playing on a great team? You could be a part of one of the greatest teams in the history of your sport. You don't have to carry the load yourself. You've got unselfish players. You've got good people. You're going to be moving into a new great arena. Amazing fans. I don't understand why. I really don't. I can't wait to find out if he does leave as to why, what the reasoning is behind it. And not selfishly, I want him to stay because I love watching this team play.
Yeah.
When he's in the lineup and they play the Warrior style of ball with pass, move, cut, not all the one-on-one stuff. The Warriors got caught up in that against the Rockets, and KD was playing at a high level, but that wasn't Warriors basketball at its best, where the ball was being moved, passed around. Hey, you can always do like what the Bulls did, run the triangle offense and then get the ball to Michael with 5 seconds to go if you didn't get a shot off. You could do the same thing with KD, but don't give it to him with 15, 18 seconds to go and just stand around and watching him go one-on-one. I don't like that kind of basketball.
Well, And particularly if it's to leave to go play with, at least for me, Rick, to go play with Kyrie Irving. What's your feeling on, would you, I'll ask it this way, would you want to play with Kyrie Irving?
I want to play with any point guard that likes to pass.
I hear you. I hear you.
This one, scoring point, this scoring point guard thing that developed, all of a sudden the scoring point guard. I mean, the point guard's supposed to be like the quarterback in football. He's the guy that's supposed to make the passes.
I'm with
hand
you.
The ball off to the other people. Not supposed to be the guy to go out and get you 40 points all the time. Now, it's nice if they do it and they can play an all-around game. You see, I'd rather have a guy, you know, like a Magic Johnson, like a Stockton, like a Steve Nash, who I love. The guys that would want to go out there and get 20 assists as opposed to getting 30 points.
Mm-hmm. I guess Steph's in a separate category because he's willing to sacrifice. I mean, Steph, even if Durant wants to play ISO, he'll sacrifice, stop moving and everything. But would you put him in that category of guys that can score but are also willing to sort of sacrifice pass first? I guess he's a unique point guard, I guess.
Well, nobody's ever played the game like him. Nobody's ever shot the ball like that. That's why. And he can create a shot. He sees the floor. He can get the ball to people. He's a great player. He's turned himself into a great player. Steve Nash did the same thing. You know, not to the level. But Steve could get 30 points for you.
Yeah.
Steve Nash is the guy who would rather pass the ball first. But
I'm with you.
What I love about point guards, this is the one thing, I love John Stockton, but John Stockton sometimes was too unselfish. Mm-hmm. Sometimes John Stockton needed to get 30 points for that Utah team, and they could have won some championships. He was reluctant to do that. Steve Nash would get you 30 if you had to get it.
That's a great
Steph
point.
Will go out and get you 30 or 40 if you needed to get it. That's the kind of point guard you want.
I'm with you.
We are, of course, talking to Basketball Hall of Famer Rick Barry here on Jason and John. If the Warriors are able to pull it off tonight, Rick, obviously we go to a Game 7 on Father's Day in Toronto. Most of those guys on Toronto, save for Kawhi, have never been in a situation like that when, you know, they're up 3-1 and now the series would be tied in this situation. You know, Golden State has done this time and time again. How much of an advantage is that, you know, that experience of having played in the finals and having been in, you know, elimination scenarios and having come out on top like the Warriors have so many times?
Well, excellent point to bring up, and it really has a lot of validity to it. I mean, there's nothing like having experience. I learned after my first experience in the playoffs in the finals in 67 when we played that great 76ers team and lost in six games and played that whole series with a freaking ankle that I had to get shot up before the game and at halftime. That's why, you know, they probably would never do that today. I mean, I'm just lucky I didn't ruin my whole career and really hurt myself. But I learned that you can't allow yourself emotionally to get so wrapped up. You can't imagine how much energy you use when emotionally you're so into it and you want so badly to play it, and you're burning energy. And so I learned that I had to control my emotional aspect of things when I went into it. And that's a big advantage, knowing how to deal with the situation. You've been there before, especially if you didn't win. Because the fastest way, it's not accredited to anybody, but it was a quote out there, the fastest way to learn to do something right is to do it wrong. If you have a brain, you learn.
Yeah,
okay?
Well put.
And so the Warriors have been there, and that experience could become a major factor. Even though they're playing it in Toronto and the Scotiabank Arena, they still could have an advantage from that standpoint. But then it's all going to come down to what? Who's going to play the game the right way at the highest level at that particular time during the course of the season? The last game of a long season, who was going to rise to the occasion and play at the highest level?
Yeah, Rick, you mentioned it when you played. I mean, you know, there have been a lot of Twitter doctors questioning the Warriors, right, and their team doctors. Given when you played and how much, you know, how far we've come in terms of science and medicine and technology and what we know, do you almost just sit back and laugh that people are questioning the Warriors and their team of doctors?
I'm not laughing. I'm upset that this is even coming up and all this discussion is taking place by the talking heads and everything. Who started bringing this up? And he was cleared. He was cleared, and he went out, and he suffered a different injury. He had another injury. He hurt his Achilles tendon. It wasn't like he went out and he ripped up the calf muscle that he had because it wasn't ready to be used again. What is the big deal? Plus, the player himself has the right to say, hey, I don't feel right.
Right.
I don't have to play.
Right.
You know, that's what Kawhi did last year, right, with the Spurs, and it paid off for him with Toronto.
Yeah, I don't even know what all the details were in there. That was such a strange, bizarre thing. But hey, but look at it now. He had a leg that was bothering him early in the series. You saw that and everything, but he played through it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
No question. Rick,
nobody made a big deal about that. Who's talking about that?
Yeah. Do you feel the same way about Kawhi's situation? And look how good it is for him right now that you do with KD. Why leave? I mean, with Kawhi and when it comes to Toronto and him?
Well, they got a nice team.
They really do.
Yeah. And they really do. They play really nice. And if they can, you know, add something else to the equation, and all, I mean, a little bit erratic. I mean, you know, you've got some of these guys. Siakam, you know, had the big game, and then he struggled. He's, you know, he's shooting bricks from threes. Hopefully, he'll continue to do that. you really don't know what's going to happen. But they have a nice team.
They really do.
To go someplace else, I mean, it's a matter of what's available. Where do you go? I mean, before KD got hurt, I always felt that if the Warriors did lose KD, I think that Joe Lacob and Bob Myers and Rick Welts would all get together. I think that they would go after somebody and try to get somebody like an Anthony Davis, or maybe even bring a Kawhi.
Wow.
To the Warriors team, because Kawhi would fit in perfectly with the Warriors. They wouldn't have the 7-footer who can shoot over anybody at any time. But they have another great who's an unselfish player, who's a team player, who's been through it before. I mean, he would be a nice addition to the team if Kevin Durant winds up leaving.
We are, of course, talking to Basketball Hall of Famer Rick Barry here on the show. There was a report from ESPN yesterday that the Lakers and the Celtics are both trying to acquire Anthony Davis. There is also a report out there that from Rich Paul saying, listen, you can send assets if you're Boston for Anthony Davis, but he is leaving after 1 year, basically. If you're Boston, do you still do it?
It worked pretty good for Toronto.
Oh, that's true.
You know, I mean, it's a matter of, you know, how badly do you want to try to win? Do you want to put the, you know, is it the right fit for this team? I mean, it's all about fit. I mean, you can put a lot of players, a lot of teams have done that, put some really good players on teams, and they haven't won. So it's a matter of getting the right people and the right fit, and that's a very delicate balance that you have to look for. So, you know, who knows? I mean, I want to go a little bit more for the long haul, at least have a chance to get, like with Kevin, to have a chance to get. Well, the Warriors did it too. Kevin could have left, right? When he first came?
Yep.
I mean, so it's a gamble. Yep. And you know, but, you know, the stakes are high. I mean, it's a big thing to try to win, be a championship. I mean, the owners want to be a champion, own a championship team. So, I guess if you think it's the right fit, you go ahead and you do it instead of just sucking it up and being a loser for a while longer.
Rick, you're a Hall of Famer, as the kids say, real recognizes real. How many Hall of Famers will there be out there on the floor tonight? I mean, are Steph, KD, those guys already in? Kawhi?
Who else, though?
Is Clay going to make it? Can Draymond get there?
How can Clay not make it?
He's one of the best shooters ever. Right.
How can Clay not make it? I mean, come on. Just look at who the people are in the Hall of Fame. The Basketball Hall of Fame is not as hard to get into as like baseball is very selective in what they
do.
That's
true.
Actually, to the point of ludicrous. And even in football. But, I mean, basketball, I mean, it's overall, it's worldwide type of thing. There's a lot of guys in there who are Hall of Famers that aren't at the same level as some of the other ones that are there. And so there's no way that somebody like Klay Thompson's not going to be in there. And even Draymond Green, if he continues to do what he's doing and the career that he's had, he'd have to be somebody to give him consideration. Come on, look, they put, you know, Dennis Rodman made it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you think that overall that Draymond Green is not a better player than Dennis Rodman?
Oh, I think he's Hall of Fame and getting under your skin and just being a guy that does everything. I'm with you. And if he continues what he's doing right now, I'm with you that he gets his way in there. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
And I love Rodman, no doubt.
Hey, I got something for your listeners here. This is a great thing. Go to this site, and you're going to get a $2,000 VIP travel card, good for hotels and resorts worldwide. No cost, no obligation, and cheaper than if you went online to get it. Just check it out. Use it at your leisure. TLC, all small letters. Think of having some tender, loving care for you. It's actually the Travel and Lifestyle Club. But TLC24.net. TLC24.net. Just go in there. It's very simple. Sign up. You'll get the chance to get the card, use it at your leisure, and you'll save $2,000 overall, depending on, you know, where you go, where you stay, and how long you're going to stay. But you'll have $2,000 at your disposal. TLC24.net.
Love it.
Hey, Rick, appreciate
Thank
the
you,
time,
sir.
As always. This was fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to see what happens. I'm looking forward to the game.
Thank
Good
you. Luck, man.
God bless you and your listeners.
Thank you,
you
sir.
You as well.
He is Rick Barry, Basketball Hall of Famer and Hall of Fame pitch man. I would have to say
that. Man, he slid on into that one.
Man, that was like
that was the smoothest I've ever seen it done, quite frankly. When you don't expect it to be coming.
That was like your prostate exam, Jason.
No setup necessary.
Yeah, you know, it's like when he's like, hey, well, tell me about LeBron.
Tell me about LeBron.
Yeah, so anyway, there you go. All right, we'll come back. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 presents the official Jason and John Memphis Draft Party on Thursday night, June 20th, from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Join 92.9's Jason and John and watch the NBA Draft at our Draft Party at The Bluff on Highland with Grizzly Bear Blues, SB Nation, and Joe Mullinax, along with I Love Memphis's Holly Whitfield. The 2019 NBA Draft Party at The Bluff on Highland on Thursday night, June 20th, with 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.